Given the current government guidelines are encouraging older Australians to self-isolate from family and friends, this is a good thing for health when it comes to coronavirus. But just what kind of new risks does it present in terms of isolation?
Yes, well, during this time, it is incredibly important that older people are protected from getting COVID-19. However, some of the negative consequences of that are that there may be psychological problems associated with that, and loneliness is one of those problems. And we know that if people are lonely, they have greater risk of hypertension, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and cognitive decline. And it also increases the risk of depression and early mortality. So they're not little things. This is the mental health and well-being of older people is really important during this time. We know that that is particularly important for people with dementia and Alzheimer's disease, because loneliness is also puts them at higher risk of exacerbating the trajectory of this disease. We also know from previous studies that if you are depressed, feeling lonely or stressed can further weaken your immune system. So while we're balancing keeping people protected from COVID-19, we also need to put in place protective measures for people's mental health and well-being.
For those that would be working with the elderly, specifically aged care workers first off, just how difficult is it to balance the need for protection and connection during this uncertain time?
Yeah, that much of the gap in social support due to visitor restrictions will need to be taken up by nurses and personal care workers in the residential aged care setting. And it's hard to emphasise enough how important the staff who work in residential aged care are. We undertook an ethnographic study in residential aged care, and we looked at the value of consistent workforce in this study. And we recognised that residents highly value access to staff where they've developed familiarity and trust and rapport. And at the moment, given that entertainers such as hairdressers and non-essential visitors are restricted from entering residential aged care facilities, it's vital that we look after those staff who are providing this care, and making sure that they are supported to continue to deliver that. Because although the government has put in place opportunities for additional staff to be brought in and for staff to be replaced, looking after that core workforce is going to be a very important factor in all of this.
Now, for family members and friends, I'm sure Skype, FaceTime, social media and the like can be a terrific alternative. And I don't want to put all older Australians in the same box. I know some people that would be in high-risk groups that are probably better with these kind of technologies than I am. But speaking in a sort of general sense, a lot of older Australians obviously struggle with this kind of technology, adapting to this kind of technology. How best might we sort of deal with that?
I absolutely agree. It is a major issue, and at a time where we can't have face-to-face contact, the use of virtual connections are really important. However, we do have a number of challenges in that area, and you're right. A lot of older people are not tech savvy, and we really need to look at ways to support older people. The federal government has set up a program called Be Connected, and this is developed specifically to train older people to use technology. But we also need to make sure that we provide people with access to technology that is going to be user-friendly. And there are apps that exist for older people that are large font, that are much more simple to follow. So if a family member is calling, their whole face will flash up on their screen, and they simply press the screen and they are connected with that person. We're seeing a lot of places don't have access to iPads and various electronic tablets. So increasing that that access for older people will be important at this time. We can also use old-fashioned letters and making sure that we write in large font, at least size 16, But recognizing also that the COVID-19 virus can sit on objects for some time as fomites. So we need to, we don't know how long it lasts on paper, but we know that on metal and plastics that may be up to 72 hours. So there may be some time where the actual letters need to be quarantined before they are accessed by older people as well.
And just finally, I mean, looking towards the future, in the midst of this crisis, we're all doing the best we can. We are just doing the best we can in order to get through this and keep as many people safe and healthy as possible. But do we have an opportunity here, once we are past the crisis, to take a deeper consideration about the way we think around mental health, elderly Australians, and some of the solutions that need to be presented?
Absolutely. I think that COVID-19 may do more for older people in aged care than the Royal Commission. I think we've got an opportunity here to really harness the opportunity to look at what is going to support older people to maintain connections with community. And as all of us are experiencing right now a taste of what it is like to be isolated from each other, I think it brings a level of understanding that prior to this we haven't had. So I think this is a really valuable time for us.
Marvellous. Well, Bridget, thank you very much. A ray of hope there. I do appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks so much. Cheers.